Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I was just testing. Hey, welcome to this great edition of Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment. Let's save the USA right now. Yeah, I had this little message on my computer here with the station saying, checking your feed, and I'm like, oh, man, do we need 7 minutes of Boston again? But it worked. The computer works. But so we had a short bumper music. Flashing news, Al Capone's house in Miami is being taken down. Interesting. Was it the one, did Geraldo go there? I don't know. So welcome to this great edition of Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment, because an empowered people is a strong people, and we get our power from above. So we're going to start off with the Yasha Prayer Force section of our show today, September the 4th, 2021. I want to thank you for joining me. This is Carol Parisi, and buckle up. We're going to do some stuff today, and let's do our Yasha Prayer Force from Jesus Calling. In closeness to me, you are safe. In the intimacy of my presence, you are energized. No matter where you are in the world, you know you belong when you sense my nearness. Ever since the fall, man has experienced a gaping emptiness that only my presence can fill. I designed you for close communication with your Creator. How I enjoyed walking in the garden with Adam and Eve before the evil one deceived them. When you commune with me in the garden of your heart, both you and I are blessed. This is my way of living in the world through you. Together, we will push back the darkness, for I am the light of the world. Heavenly Father, you are the light of the world through Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and saving us from our sins. Lord, we repent of any infirmities, any indignation that we've caused against you as individuals and as a country. Father, hear our prayer now. We are your children, and we know that you love us, Father. You loved us so much that you sent your son, Jesus, to redeem us. Oh, Lord, as it says in the prayer of Jabez, 1 Chronicles 4:10, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Abba, Daddy, please bless our country. Bless our leaders, Father. Please show us the truth. Give us your peace, your wisdom, your discernment, your empowerment, Father, your love, your amazing love. We receive your peace, your love, and your freedom, God, because that is the truth. Thank you for this Voice of Truth radio show. God, we ask that you bless our country, bless our leaders with wisdom and discernment. Please, Father, help all of those that are not as lucky as we are, those in Afghanistan, those folks that are stuck with all these floods. God, just please, God, help us. Help us to see the truth of what's really going on. We ask and pray this in Jesus' strong name. And God, lead, guide, touch us as we do this show today. Let this be your word and use us for your glory. In Jesus' strong name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we ask and pray, amen. Amen and amen. So it's a holiday weekend. And yeah, I started tooling around doing some stuff, going through the garage. I amazingly found some wonderful snacks that expired in frickin' May. Dumbass me. I hate when I'm stupid. I tasted them. They were fine. You know, that's crazy stuff. But I think we're going to, you know, get some major inflation. I got some really interesting points to talk about here. A little bit of stuff on the Federal Reserve. Let's see what else I have queued up. I got to look here on my little computer. Joe Rogan had COVID, and I guess he did really good with ivermectin. Yeah, the ivermectin, and I think, did he say hydroxychloroquine? I'm not sure. Ivermectin, and then there's a, what's that fabulous, there's some, it's not, it's an antibiotic, which I'm not a big proponent of, but for this, I think that's a really good thing. But yeah, the ivermectin, he said, worked for him. He's 54 years old, and he's feeling fine, and they say, this is so funny, I'm reading something, NPR, unproven medical treatments. He did get fever, sweats, and he knew what was going on, and he threw the kitchen sink at it. He took the drug FDA, that urges people not to use his methods, including taking ivermectin. Yes, I know, it's a sheep dewormer. Cows and horses, also sheep, NPR. An aversion of the drugs is sometimes for people with head lice or skin conditions. But in animal use, it's much more concentrated, so you dilute it. Okay. Nausea, neurologic disorders, hepatitis, yeah. And the Z-Pak, that's it. Z-Pak, antibiotics, and a vitamin drip for 3 days in a row. And he feels great after 3 days. So, you know, just because some people don't want to do the jab means that they're bad people, according to the crazy left. But, you know, what does the left know? Oh, they think they know everything. And they're going to start masking-holing us here, which is just delightful. It's horrible going shopping anywhere. Let's see what else we have here. I know I had some really interesting... here we go. We talked about school systems. We're going to get into our shocking history, but this is something that I saw today on American Greed, and I really, it's one of my guilty pleasures. I liked the program Empire, which is house sold in Barrington Hills for $7.5 million on the market for 2 days. Yeah, Google it. It's 45 Lakeview, and it's owned by Sam Sokola, who owns the strip club, the Admiral Theater, which was a vaudeville club back in the 1920s. It was built in 1927. But the beautiful house is 45 Lakeview Drive, and that's the house that that program Empire was filmed in. And, you know, Jesse Smollett, the liar. But the house is freaking awesome. You can check it out. Sold in 2 days, Barrington Hills, Illinois. But, American Greed, that's another one of my guilty pleasures. And Vikings, those are my guilty pleasures. And sometimes Ancient Aliens, too. Although it's starting to get repetitious. But here, let's talk about this. This is 12 Detroit. This is from the Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District of Michigan. 12 Detroit public school principals assist superintendent and vendor charged with bribery. Criminal charges were filed against 12 current former Detroit principals, an assistant superintendent, and a vendor in an illegal bribery kickback scheme. Now, here's the disgusting thing. Those poor kids in Detroit schools, these people, this one guy, and it was disgusting, he got money from Lowe's. Ellen DeGeneres had him on their show. And thank God for Lowe's, $500,000, they actually helped build the infrastructure. These schools are falling apart. So, I mean, this is disgusting. They're wasting taxpayer money that should be going to the kids. Remember, when your school union says for the children, you really check them out, proctoscope these people. But here, there at the center of the scheme was Norman Shy. He was owner of Allstate Sales, a TBS vendor of school supplies. The charges allege that each of the school officials conspired with Shy to knowingly certify and submit fraudulent invoices to DPS, which is Detroit Public Schools, causing DPS to pay Shy for goods that were never delivered, invoice supplies that included auditorium chairs, supplemental teaching materials, raised line paper. In exchange, Shy paid bribes and kickbacks using a portion of the payments he received from DPS. The fraudulent invoices, the scheme began in 2002 and continued to 2015. DPS principals had primary authority for selecting vendors from a list approved by DPS and for certifying invoice goods. This is so disgusting. The principals accepted bribes and kickbacks in various forms, including prepaid gift cards, cash and checks payable directly to them or third parties or companies for their benefit. The total amount of bribes and kickbacks Shai paid to 13 school officials was approximately $908,518. In exchange, Shai and his company received approximately $2.7 million from DPS based on payments. So they got $1 million and he got 2.7. The 13 charging documents, known as criminal information, charged each defendant with one count of conspiracy to commit federal program bribery as follows. Norman Shai, 74, of Franklin, and Clara Flowers, 61, of Detroit. Flowers is the former principal of Henderson Academy and current superintendent, Office Specialized Student Services. They were each charged with one count of tax evasion and failing to report income. I guess she got $324,785. How many kids could that have helped? Beverly Campbell, 68, of Southfield, $50,000. She was the former principal of Rosa Parks School and Greenfield Union Elementary Middle School. Clara Smith, 67, of Southfield, $194,000. Current principal of Third Cal Elementary Middle School. She still has a job, according to this article. Or, I'm sorry, this is not the article. This is actually from the government. Jermia Johnson, 56, of Detroit. This says she got $22,884. Former principal of Charles R. Drew Academy. Current principal of Earnhardt Elementary Middle School. James Hearn, 50, of West Bloomfield, $11,000. Current principal of Marcus Garvey Academy. I mean, these people didn't lose their frickin' jobs. Josette Buendia, 50, of Garden City, $45,000. She's current principal of Bennett Elementary School. Nina Graves Hicks, 52, of Detroit, $27,000. Former principal of Davis Aerospace Technical High School. Ronald Alexander, 23,000, Detroit, current principal of Charles I. Spain Elementary School. He's the one who got money from the Lowe's, too, and he was on Ellen DeGeneres' show. Ronnie Sims, 55, of Albion, 58,000, former principal of Fleming Middle School. Stanley Johnson, 62, of South Field, current principal of Hutchinson Elementary. Tanya Bowman, 48, of Novi, $12,500, former principal of Osborne Collegiate Academy of Mathematics and Science and Technology. Tayavon Moore Patton, 46, of Farmington Hills, $4,000, current principal of Jerry L. White Center. Ann Wiley Purcell, 65, of Warren, $50,000, former principal of Thurgood Marshall. It's a heavy blow to public confidence when so many school principals are charged with bribery, McQuaid said. Public officials should take note that while it may seem easy to take bribes when they are offered, officials who betray their public trust will eventually get caught and will face the consequences. As a former educator, this case strikes my very core, said David P. Gelios, special agent in charge of the FBI Detroit Division. Isn't that despicable? Criminal information is only a charge and it's not evidence of guilt. A defendant is entitled to a fair trial, which will be with the government's burden to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And this is from www.justice.gov, the United States of Michigan Department of Justice. 12 Detroit public school principals, assistant superintendent, and vendor charged with bribery. That's the article. That's where we got this information from. And it is dated 29th of 2016. So this is already seven-year-old information. I'm a liar. Oh, my God. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, so it's 5.5 years old. So I don't know if these people still have their jobs. Well, they're in their 60s, so they're retiring, but do they still get their pensions, their publicly funded pensions? That would be interesting to find out. So So there you go. That's our public school systems. Isn't that disgusting? And the kids suffer. Disgusting. It's really disgusting. This is why, folks, you need to run for school board. Show up. Stand up. Speak up. Never give up. Okay? Let's see, anything else that we had that was interesting. That was the most interesting thing, and that was the Detroit public school systems. That was directly from the website, so the Department of Justice. But let's check into some of our shocking secrets of American history from our book of 115 Surprising and Amusing Tales. Now, let's remember, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. That is from Thomas Jefferson, you see, and that's the truth indeed. All right. You know Thomas Jefferson spoke from the dead? Mm-hmm. Well, this is from the Shocking Secrets of American History, 115 Surprising and Amusing Tales by Bill Coate. This is so cool. I love it because we've got to do some history every now and then. And then this is a really good one. So let me get my really good glasses on because I want to be able to read this in a good way. Yeah, I used to have that great vision. And then you hit that certain age of 29. All right. So this is Thomas Jefferson, spoke from the dead. Epitaphs can be very insightful. One can wander through a cemetery and learn history right from the tombstones. And if an epitaph was composed by one who lies beneath the marker, the graveyard visitor becomes privy to the private thoughts of the departed as well as an accounting of his life on earth. This is what Thomas Jefferson had in mind when he wrote his own epitaph. But when people read it, they were more than a little surprised. When Jefferson retired from public life, he went to his beloved Monticello to live out his days. Most of the time he read, wrote letters, and tinkered. But as he drew close to the end, he gave serious thought to his grave and to the tombstone that would mark it. It didn't take Jefferson long to decide where he wanted to be buried. He would lie in repose right there at Monticello, nor did he labor long over the grave marker. It would be a simple stone obelisk. With these matters settled, Jefferson, who turned to the inscription that would be chiseled into the granite, how did he want to be remembered by the American people? Surely he would want his tombstone to reflect that he was the third president of the United States from 1801 to 1809. He had guided the ship of state through perilous times, and most assuredly this represented the apex of his service to his country. By the same token, certainly, he would have monumental marker engraved that he had been vice president of the United States from 1797 to 1801. He had served under President John Adams, with whom he had many differences. That in itself would be worthy of an inclusion in his epitaph. There was the fact that he had been the nation's first Secretary of State under President George Washington. This signal honor was sure to find a place in his epitaph. In addition, Jefferson had been U.S. Minister to France and the Governor of Virginia. What man could leave these accomplishments off his tombstone? Jefferson died on July 4th, 1826, and was buried at Monticello. I say Monticello because I'm of Italian descent. Monticello, according to his wishes. When his tombstone was unveiled and his epitaph revealed, the country found out just how important, or rather how unimportant, Jefferson's political life had been to him. The inscription was simple, and it read, "Here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Liberty, and father of the University of Virginia. His political life paled to insignificance when compared to his creative genius that founded its expression in independence, religious liberty, and education. Those are the things for which Thomas Jefferson wanted to be remembered. That is why there isn't a word in his epitaph about being president, vice president, or a diplomat. That's pretty cool. That's really cool, actually. You ever think what you're going to put on your epitaph? What could they write about you? And actually, today is the day my mom died in 1978. And I got a phone call from the hospital. She never wrote her own epitaph. She was a singer, a mom, a wife. She was awesome. She was fabulous. She was fun. She never drove. She was scared to death of that stuff. But, you know, life is good. Life is very good. We are very blessed to live in America, and we really need to remember who we are. And that is why, that is so why we do this show. And that is why we do that special little point of that great thing, that great, yeah, my phone rang, a little distraction, American history. We have to remember who we are, folks, because if we forget who we are going to lose this nation. And we have to get back to basic principles. Like, you can't spend more than you have. You just can't, okay? You know, friends, also, I really... Sometimes it's a little, you know, long, but I really like this Mike Lindell dude. He just, his story is so awesome. The man started, he started with nothing, okay? He had a kind of a disjointed life, dysfunctional life, and he actually started a business from nothing, and he was, I think he was a crack cocaine addict or I don't know, crack cocaine addict, I think. He's an addict. And don't count me on that. I do have his book, but I get all those drugs mixed up anyway. But, yeah, he's created this MyPillow product, which, by the way, the mattress topper is to die for. It is so awesomely comfortable. So I would highly recommend it. And you can go to frankspeech.com, and they actually have great specials only on Frank's Beach. And he does special, if you go there, he's got all these different shows that he does, and he does a live show every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And he offers great, you know, value on his MyPillow products. The sad thing is that it's so funny because I guess a lot of these places like Costco and what's it called? Costco and Bed Bath & Beyond, they all canceled him. I mean, that's just, they canceled carrying his product. I don't know where you could still find it. I know Costco used to do the road show. Very interesting, though. But, yeah, there was a jobs report yesterday, and they had an estimation, I guess, of about $750,000. And they actually realized only $235,000, which is almost, you know, what, $600,000 off? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, the economy and labor participation rate is all goofed up, friends. No, just a little point. Black unemployment rate under Trump was 5.5. Now it's 8.2. Thanks, Joe. Let's thank the Biden. Yep, and a lot of new businesses by African Americans and Hispanic Americans, you know, the people that the left loves to pander to because they have such an obsession with race and color and gender and all that stuff. These people are just Americans and they're doing better. Yay, rising tides lift all ships, no matter what your color. So, yeah, all this fake cash, all this money that they keep putting into the economy, it's really standing in the way of the recovery and all these, you know, government programs like pay people to stay home and not actually work, especially on this Labor Day. Let's really talk about that because people came here with innovative minds and entrepreneurial spirits, and they immigrated legally to go ahead and innovate and create and be part of this great American dream. They became American, and they could add value. They didn't get handouts here, okay? When those people came in the 1920s and 30s, early 1900s, late 1800s, there was no such thing as government handouts. And by the way, the government doesn't give us anything. It's all the hardworking taxpayers that do it, just to, you know, hello. So, you know, we are going to see this 1970s stagflation with this irresponsible administration. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be absolutely horrible. So I'm so glad I did not do my show on my cell phone, because that would have been extremely annoying. Anyway, yes, stagflation. That's like what we dealt with in 1970s. It was horrible. And prices are just going to keep going up. And we're never, ever, ever going to get ahead of this unless we start going ahead and getting the proper people to represent us, okay? I guess the Federal Reserve and their infinite intelligence, I could tell you, let's talk about the Federal Reserve a little bit. Yeah, we will talk about the Federal Reserve a little bit. $1.1 trillion they pulled from the banking system. You know, you need to get community organizing, okay? I mean, because you see how well this administration handled the Afghanistan and the economy. We can't afford this failed leadership anymore. We totally need to show up, stand up, and speak up. Not shut up, put up. And we can't never give up, okay? But it's funny because I was going through some of my notes. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. I found some stuff here that I'm going to pull out. Oh, yeah, I got bunches of notes. Yay! very interesting. Talking about the Federal Reserve. And, you know, actually the Federal Reserve is not federal. Let's be very honest. And there is no reserve. The Federal Reserve Bank, I would like to encourage everyone to Google a book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. It is very awesome. It's very interesting. And it speaks to the inception of the Fed. The Federal Reserve is not federal, and there is no reserve. And quite frankly, I worked at savings institutions back in the 70s, some of my first jobs. And I didn't find that out until like 2003. And quite frankly, I was shocked, okay, because we turned money over to the Fed. It was a turnover. Huh? Yeah, Google fractional reserve banking. I guess Ben Guggenheim, Isidore Strauss, John Jacob Astor. See, they all opposed the Fed, I think, is what I'm seeing here. They all died on April 15th on the Titanic. Rothschild, Rockefeller. Those are the names. I don't know. I took some notes. I don't know why I got those notes. But, yeah, I found this book. It's one of the cool books. It's Good Vibes Only. And then the first page I open up, it's a notebook, me and my notebooks. And I opened it up, and those are the notes I took. So I thought it would be interesting to Google some of that stuff. But let's see if I have any more. That was it. Federal Reserve, Kennedy, Lincoln, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Big Fed, Deep State, Guggenheim, Strauss, Astor, opposed Fed, all died April 15th, 1912, on the Titanic. I wonder how many people are going to know that. Interesting stuff. Very interesting. So let's go back to this. What you behold, you become. We need to have the mind of truth, the spirit of truth, the word of truth, and the voice of truth. This is the voice of truth. It's Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment. And remember, negative feelings create an incoherent spectrum. We are an electromagnetic field. So we need to have heart-based emotions like love, peace, love, and empowerment, good vibes only. But we have to speak the truth. It is important to be the voice of truth because the voice of truth gets us to what we need. High vibe. The voice of truth is high vibe. And it's not something that our government wants to let us know. I mean, this whole conversation with Joe Biden and the Afghan president, how Joe Biden was telling the Afghan president how we have to create good optics. I mean, come on, people. We have to remember who we are. We have to remember what we came from. We also have to remember a free and fair press is essential to a constitutional republic. You can't have a press that's hiding things. I mean, didn't Trump get impeached for some phone conversation? You can't have double standards. But then again, like I've said since 2009, maybe even on the Great Awakening show, The Voice of Truth. Yes, it was called The Great Awakening radio show since 2010. You could Google it. And if it wasn't for double standards, the left would have no standards. So we have to remember that we need truth because truth is a very high vibe. And we have to remember thoughts are things. We become what we think about. There are such good things in this world. This country has given us women to have businesses. Come on, man. I mean, really? Could you go to Afghanistan and can women have businesses there? No, they're not even letting their girls go to college anymore. All right? So let's remember, America, you know what? This is not a racist nation. And this critical racist theory is despicable to liberty and freedom. It's antithetical. It is quite racist, to be honest. So, friends, please, this is Labor Day weekend. People have worked very hard and sacrificed a lot for this country. Those 13 servicemen and women in Afghanistan that lost their lives, you know, Biden could have learned from Hitler. I guess I was watching something early, like 4 a.m. this morning, and it was very interesting. It was all about Hitler and this his hidden bunkers, and Hitler's hidden bunkers were extremely cool, but supposedly he fortressed around the airport in Berlin and fortressed Berlin because he knew that Russia was going to come, but they held them off for like 3 months. See, Joe Biden could have learned something in Afghanistan. Joe Biden is a weak leader. Joe Biden needs to be checked out. He needs to be actually with his cognition. People really need to show up and make him accountable on all facets of leadership. Hunter Biden needs to be investigated. And Joe really needs his cognitive abilities tested and checked out. And although we can't have heels up as president, that could be really bad. But, you know, friends, we gotta really take our country back. So get involved, pay attention. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Begin America, because an awakened America is an empowered America. And we all have to be people of excellence. So with all that being said, be well, be blessed, be free, be that change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And you know what? We're going to cut off a little early. Let's just say a little peace of mind. So hope you enjoyed today's show. There's just a lot more coming around the bend here. You know, stop. Woke is a joke. We don't need these woke capitalists. Only shop where people have your values. I guess that restaurant we talked about the other day, Pada Bing, just going crazy. Hot dog in Tampa. Way to go. All right. Well, we're going to start getting into the biblical feasts here, too. So that's going to be our show starting next week, as well as our history. So this is Carol Ann Parisi again. Be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. Remember, watch your words. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, becomes your destiny. All hopes and dreams are within us, if only we believe. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment, of course, peace of mind. Exactly. Be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see.